Erev Pesach is Haba Aleinu Latova. There are all types of complicated things about this year Erev Pesach on Shabbos, but we're not going to spend this year discussing that. There are enough publications, and Bezos Hashem, I'm going to send out all the halachos soon, before Yontif. Tonight I want to discuss matzah, because I think that the divvying up and the dividing of matzah and the discussion of matzah at the Pesach Seder can often slow things down, and it makes people confused or nervous, and there's a lot of guessing, and there's a lot of sheets going on, and laminated sheets, and haggadahs being opened, and measurements. And what I'd like to do tonight is two things. My goal is that this should be the last laws of how much matzah shir you ever need to hear. That's my goal. That after this year, you'll at least know the sugya and why it is so complicated. But more importantly, you're going to walk away with a practical tool and the ability to look at a piece of matzah going forward and judge exactly how much matzah needs to be eaten, has to be given out. If you're running the Seder or if you're participating in the Seder, what is a hiddur, what's going beyond the letter of the law, and what is the letter of the law itself. And therefore, we should feel confident and feel like we're doing the right thing and not guessing when it comes to eating amounts of matzah on the Seder. We have a lot to cover, so I'm going to go at a healthy pace, but you have an outline in front of you of what I'm going to talk about, and hopefully everything should be clear. The eating of matzah on Leil HaSeder is a very, very special mitzvah, because it's one of the few mitzvos of eating that we have after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer writes in Chelek Hei that mitzvahs asei shall achilas matzah mishomeres b'leil Pesach hi yechidin nisharas lanu mikol mitzvahs achilas shebechol haTorah. There is only one mitzvah of eating that we have left in the Torah because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is eating matzah. Ein lanu Pesach lo kadshim lo truma lo ma'aser sheni. There are no other mitzvahs after the Chorban HaBayis. Rak mitzvah echas mishan l'shana. The only mitzvah we have to eat something is matzah. What about eating in the sukkah on the night of Sukkot? So the eating of matzah is the mitzvah itself of al achilas matzah. But the Shalmei Toda writes that eating in the sukkah is not the mitzvah itself. Eating in the sukkah is a hechitimsa. It's a stepping stone to be able to fill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, of dwelling in the sukkah. But that is not necessarily the mitzvah itself to eat in the sukkah. And that is why the bracha is leishev basukkah, to sit in the sukkah, when we eat in the sukkah, not to eat in the sukkah. Anyway, in the past, the sugya of kazayas has been discussed by the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and in the generation of the Chazon Ish, it was popularized with the larger shir kazayas from a number of poskim, and it was expanded upon by the Stipler in his sefer Shiurin Shel Torah, which I left downstairs. The Shirei Torah of Rav Chaim Na'ah, who chose smaller shirim. We're familiar with the different charts that different measurements of this is Rav Chaim Na'ah, this is this is the Chazon Ish. But recently, I would say in the last decade, there has been a major push from Talmidei Chachamim to reassess the measurements, specifically the Shir Kazayis for Leil HaSeder. There have been an explosion of Sfarim and Kuntrasim, the Midos V'Shirei Torah of Rav Chaim Pinchas Beinish, we're going to quote from later. Most importantly for me is the Sefer Hidurei Hamidos by Rav Hadar Margolin, which is considered to be one of the standard modern texts on the halachos of halachos, Kazayis HaShalem, the Beis Malay, the Shari Haggadah, Rav Shmuel Yosef Shtitzberg, Pesach V'Kasher Sameach, Rav Moshe Vey, and perhaps popular in America, the Kazayis book by Rabbi Bodner. If you don't have one, I'm not going to tell you to go buy it, but it definitely is an interesting read. So we're going to try to combine all of those things together and walk away with an understanding of why it is we are so nervous about the Kazayis, and why it is we have such trouble figuring out what to do. An olive is an olive is an olive. But is it really? That's going to be the question. So we're going to break this into three parts. What is the shir kazayis of the Torah? How do we calculate that for matzah? And how fast do we have to eat it? Let's talk about the shir of a kazayis. The measurement of a kazayis is found in the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Erev, and the Gemara in Sukkah. And they explain that the shir kazayis is a halacha l'moshe misinai. That means nowhere in the Torah does that directly reference or tell us, or is there a drasha or a deeper Torah shabal peh based on some sukkim that tell us exactly how much we're supposed to eat when we say we're supposed to eat something or not supposed to eat something. That is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, there is a support for this. It's not the source, but there's a support for this in the famous pasuk in Devarim of Eretz Chita U'Saora. In the pasuk, it describes all of these foods, and the Gemara understands that all of these foods are actually shiurim. The pomegranates is aside for the laws of Tum and Tara, and barley is a size for certain other halachos, and the kezias is the size for eating. And Rashi says that this includes the isser of eating chelev, blood, leftover korbano, something that's tamei, nevela, non-kosher food, gid hanasha, how much tuma of if there's a bat piece of a corpse in a house and touching the vela, all these things boil down to what is a kezias. So obviously kezias is very important in halacha. Now the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei says in the name of Rebbe that all the shirim are kezias, except for tumas ochlin. If you eat a certain amount of food, is it going to make you tamei? And Rashi says that this is talking about the measurements for food, meaning all food measurements are always going to be a kezias. The Psikta in Vayikra says that the isser of eating an avela is when you eat a kezias. It says va'ochel minivle sa. And there's no eating in halacha except for a kezias. Eating means a kezias. The Mishnah in Kalim and the Gemara in Brachos say that all shiurim are measured from the average sized olive, which is called the zayis egori. That's the average sized olive. Okay, so we know what a kezias is supposed to be. Now the question is, are we talking about the volume of an olive or the weight of an olive? That's very important. Those are not the same thing. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis and Maseches Chal and Perek Beis and the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah all explain that the shear kezias is always going to be measured with volume and not weight, which makes it very complicated, because you can't just simply take out the piece of pork, put it on a scale and say, well, if I eat this much pork, then I'm going to get lashes. The Rambam says, v'hanosein shear chala b'shear ha-mishkalim toa. If you weigh your measurements in halacha, you are making a mistake. And obviously that would call into question why I would ever need a scale when it comes to measuring things in halacha. The Kaf HaChaim says that the shear kezias is with volume, but he says there are some poskim who would convert the volume into weight. And the Chazon Ish writes that we cannot give a weight for the tzibur, because the weight can always be changed. It depends on the matzah, the flour, other factors. Is the matzah fresh? Is the matzah stale? The weight of the matzah can change based on year to year. So it's hard to know. Therefore, all measurements must be with volume. Or what we call in Hebrew, smak, samach mem kuf, or what is called centimeter meukav, or cc, cubic centimeters in modern Hebrew. We know that when it comes to water, shown over here, the volume always equals the weight, right? So 1 cc of water is equal to 1 gram of water. Now, the reality is that matzah weighs less than water, and therefore when weighing a matzah, it's going to be less than the volume. So what is that? Let's say I wanted to convert volume to weight. Let's say I want to weigh out how much matzah I have to eat. So Rav Chaim Beinish writes in the Sefer Midos Vishurei Torah that nowadays our matzah is half the weight of water. The main difference depends on the degree of the compactness of the matzah, its freshness, but there's no significant difference between handmade matzah, machine-made matzah. It's generally going to be about half, whatever that measurement is. The tour said gives a whole explanation of how to measure it, displacements, you put it into the water, how much overflows, but we're not doing science experiments right now. Okay, well, how big is a kezias then? So we know we need a kezias for the food. How big is a kezias? So there are essentially 4 shitos in the poskim of how big a kezias is supposed to be compared to. The first shita is that it's half the size of a kebetza. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Pei Vav that a kezias is half the size of a beitza. And this is the sheet of the Ri and Tosas in Yuma and Daf Pei. The Gemara there says, what? The Gemara says that the esophagus, the base hablia, cannot hold more than the volume of a chicken's egg. And the Gemara in Krisis and Daf Yudalit says that Chazal calculated that one's throat, the base hablia, does not hold more than 2 olives at once. So therefore, math would tell us that a kezias is half an egg. If it can hold 1 egg and 2 zesim, it means that a kezias is half an egg. And the Magen Avraham says that the kezias is actually slightly less than half a beitza, because the Gemara in Krisis also talks about a koseves, which is a large date, and also plays with the numbers as well. And therefore, it's essentially slightly, or just about, a half a kebeitza. 2 kezesim equal a kebeitza. That's shita number 1. Number 2 is that, this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's less than half an egg. He says that a zayis is less than half an egg, and when the Gemara in Krisis says that the esophagus holds 2 olives, that means it's with their pits. But if you take out the pit, it's going to be less. So Rav Chaim Beinish in his article says that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, a Zayas would be 2.96 of an egg. That's how much it would be. The Magad Avram says according to the Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Erevin, 18 dried figs equal the measurement of 6 medium-sized eggs. You don't have to keep that in mind. I'll do the math for you. Therefore, a grogeres, a dried fig, is 1/3 of a beitza. So the olive is smaller than a dried fig, so therefore the olive, the zayis, must be essentially around 1/3 of an egg. Must be 1/3 of an egg. According to the Tur, which is the Yesh Omrim and the Shulchan Aruch, 18 grogeres are eight eggs, and therefore a grogeres would be 4/9 of an egg. Essentially, what all that math means is that, according to sheet number 2, the zayis is smaller than a grogeres, and therefore less than half a beitza. That's sheet number 2. Sheet number 3 is that the olives are 1/3 the size of an egg. This is the Pri Chadash and the Mishnah Brura in Taf Pei Vav and the Chazon Ish, that according to the Rambam, the kezias is 1/3 of a beitza. So you can fit 3 olives into 1 egg. And the Pri Chadash says that this is the halacha. And the Mishnah Brura says that for Shira Mida Oraisa, Torah level mitzvos, eating matzah, we should be strict that a kezias is 1/3 of a half an egg. But when someone who is a chola, someone who's sick, they can't eat that much, they can rely on the Rambam that a kezias would be 1/3 of an egg. Regarding maror, which is a derabanan, so you can be lenient, but lechatchila, we make a bracha on maror, maybe we should be machmer, but we're not having a shiur on maror tonight, we're really focusing more on matzah. That's sheet number 3. So again, so far, it's half an egg, it's a little bit less than half an egg, or it's 1/3 of an egg. The most fascinating shita is the shita of Rav Chaim of Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin is recorded by the Talmidim in the Sefer Keser Rush, which is the written ideas of Rav Chaim Volozhin, that the kezias of nowadays is the size of, wait for it, an olive. It's the size of an olive. That's how much it is. You take an olive, you put it next to some matzah, and that's what you got. That's the amount of size. This is around, by the way, if you're checking the volume, it's around 17 cc or 9 grams. About 9 grams the size of an olive nowadays. And this is the sheet of the Avnei Nezer, the Sakhat Shavarav. And it's recorded that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazon Ish felt that the Rav Chaim of Volozhin was correct, mi ikar adin, according to the letter of the law, which will be surprising when we see how big the Chazon Ish thinks an olive should be. In the Kuntra Shurim, he cites the Tshuvas HaGaonim, which says that the measurements of the Shurim are according to the way we look at the Zayas nowadays. So again, those are the 4 opinions of how big we should measure an olive. Now, this comes to the next question. What's with this sheet of the Chazon Ish? Did the eggs get smaller? That's the major question. Did the eggs get smaller over time? Because the Note of Yehuda, Yecheskel Landau, writes in his Chidushim on Psachim and Daf Kuf Tazayin, known as the Tzlach, the Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. He says that after investigating, he found that in his generation, the size of the beitzim and the size of the eggs seem to have shrunk to half the size they used to be. Our measurements should follow the eggs of the days they were in the times of Chazal. Therefore, a kezias that was half an egg in the days of Chazal is really a full beitzim nowadays. Again, according to the Note of Yehuda, an olive in the days of Chazal was the size of one of our chicken eggs. That is a lot of oil. And this is cited lahalacha by the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, the Tshuvas Rosh Ephraim by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios, and the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish goes to great lengths to support the theory of the Tzach. And in the Shirin Shal Torah, the Stipler says that for a matzah, you should eat 2/3 of a modern-day beitzah. Because the Rambam says that a kezias is 1/3 of an egg, and if you double the amount, it'll be 2/3. So essentially, it's much bigger egg, much bigger olives than they had in the past. That's opinion number 1. However, the Rav Vosner writes in the Shuvah Shevet Halevi in Chelek Vav that the poskim have agreed, from the Tur to the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no reason to think at all that the eggs have shrunk. Rabbi Margolin writes in his Sefer that you don't have to defend saying that an olive has gotten smaller. That, it doesn't make any sense. Some people say, oh, but the eggs have gotten smaller. You have to prove that to me. I don't have to prove to you that eggs have gotten smaller. It's a chiddush to say like the Tzlachi says. The pashup shot is that the olive is an olive is an olive, and the eggs have not shrunk. And it doesn't make sense that from the mid-1500s until now, eggs shrunk. If we're being machmer for the Tzlach and the Chassam Sofer and the Chazon Ish, it's only a lechatchila. It's only lechumra. No one should ever really think that miyikar adin, the eggs have gotten smaller. The And it's clear from all the poskim that the Beitza has not changed. This has been the Minhag of Yerushalayim, the Minhag of Sfardim, the Minhag of Poland. And they all say that clearly the poskim hold that even though these four Gedol Yisrael, Ephraim, Zalman, Margalios, the Chsam Sofer, the Tzlach, and the Chazon Ish all say the egg shrunk, the Metzias is against them, and it is Pashat that the eggs have not shrunk, and therefore there's no reason to double the size. So the Stipler in his Shirim Shal Torah says even the eggs did shrink. There's the Sheet of Rechaim Velazhin, and the Avnejah, the measure is the size of an olive, right? So let's argue for a second. Let's say the eggs did shrink, but according to Rechaim Velazhin, it's still just the size of an olive, and it's still not that much. So even if you double the shirim, according to the most lenient opinion, you're still out to a normal size. Now, just regarding the tshuva, this piece of the Noda Behuda, the tshuva me'ava was the Talmud Noda Behuda, and he rejected his own Rebbe's calculations based on the fact, as he writes, the Noda Behuda was one of the tallest men in his generation, and he measured with his own thumbs. And he writes that the reason why the Noda Behuda's shirim were so big is because he had huge hands, and that's why his measurements came out like that. The Tshuvas HaGaonim writes in Simen Sadihei that the Kezayis Nekebeitza doesn't change in every generation. The Gaonim wrote this over 1,000 years ago. They told us that the measurements don't change. And Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes in the Kovid Shurim and Chelik Beis and Simen Memvav, and he said, we see from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that the Shurim don't change, and Rav Shechter says the same thing as well, often quoting this Rav Elchanan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, we got to figure out what to do here. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Taf Pei Vav, and he cites the Tzlach, and he says, and he follows the Shari Tshuva, who says that for Achila D'Oraisa, Torah level mitzvos, like matzah on the first side of Pesach, we should be machmer to have a full kibetza and double the amounts. But for Durabanans, like Maror, Afikomen, Dalad Kosos, you can rely on the beitzim that we have. So that is part one that we've done in about 15 minutes, just to explain how we got to where we are, and why is there such range in the measurements? Why is it all over the place? Well, we have to figure out how the olive compares to the egg. There's four shitas, and multiplied by the fact of the question is, did the eggs get smaller or not? So 2 times 4 already gets us to 8 possible permutations of a kezias. Fine. Let's put that on the side. How are we now going to measure it nowadays in a practical sense? So before we get to that, we should quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halichos Shlomo by Hilchos Pesach. And he writes there that before Rav Chaim Na'a, the first person to investigate the measurements was the great Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, Rav David Baharan. And his conclusions were the same as Rav Chaim Na'a. And this was the old Minhag of Yerushalayim. And Rav David Baharan passed on his measurements to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Aliba de Hilchasa Halacha Lamaisa, the measurements are very hard because of all the different permutations and factors that we just said. But nevertheless, we need to paskin and learn the sugya so we know what to do Halacha Lamaisa. So let's begin. First, let's discuss the next generation, and now we're going to make it even more complicated, and that is the Chazon Ish versus Rav Chaim Na'a regarding how does it convert to centimeters squared, smack. Let's go with the small shita, what we'll call the normal shita. Rav Chaim Na'a writes in his Sefer Shiurei Torah that the eggs did not shrink. Of course they didn't shrink. And therefore a kebetza with its shell is 57.6 cc. If the kezias is half an egg, and the shell is 28.8 cc, and the kezias is a third of a betza, with the shell it would be 19.2 cc. Now Rav Shechter has told me multiple times that you can measure an egg, halacha lemaisa, based on what the FDA says is the standard large egg. If you go on the FDA's website, they'll tell you legally what's a large egg, not an extra large, not a jumbo, but a large egg, and you can measure the kibetza according to that. And it comes out, as you would not be surprised, to the measurements of Rav Chaim Na'a, a standard chicken egg. So, for example, by Leil HaSeder, we're not talking about Revius tonight, but you would say that the Revius comes out to be about 86 cc, which is not that much, according to Rav Chaim Na'a. The Chazon Ish in his Shiurin Shel Torah says that the egg shrank, and therefore the base is 100 cc, so if therefore a kezias will be even 50, or 33.3. So, again, we have to talk about converting from volume to weight. It's not so simple to do that, but essentially, like we said before, and this is what Rabbi Badner writes in his Sefer, and this is what Rav Chaim Benish writes in the Midos Vishurei Torah, that it's about half. If you want to convert from volume to weight, it's half. So if I tell you, for example, you need to have 20 cc's of matzah, and you're not going to sit there with a ruler, and instead you want to measure it before Pesach, so just half it. That's the rule. If you're converting from volume to weight for matzah, whatever I tell you in centimeters cubed, just take that number and half it for grams. There you go, an egg. Okay, now, let's talk about the different measurements of matzah in volume of weight. We're going to put it through four levels. L'chumra, l'chumra, l'chumra. The kezayis l'chumra. For the first kezayis matzah would be 27.5 grams, assuming eggs did shrink. And this is the sheets of Avodah Yashiv, other poskim as well. We're going to come out halacha l'maaseh later on, so you don't have to write this down. For a regular kezayis, it would be about 15.8 grams, okay, assuming the egg did shrink. For a kezayis katan, for a smaller kezayis, it would be about a third, it would be about 10.1 grams. For afikomen, maybe it should be 20 grams, something somewhere along there. And that would essentially be how we come out. But again, I'm going to go through this again at the end, halacha l'maaseh. So let's talk about the first kezayis that we're going to have on Motzei Shabbos this year. And let's get into one more complication just to mix it up a little bit more. And that is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Taf Ayin Hey that when we make the brachos on the three matzahs on Leil HaSeder, you should have a kezayis from the top matzah and a kezayis from the middle matzah. That's two kezayisim. That's not one kezayisim. I thought we have to have one kezayis of matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that we make the brach of al achilas matzah, we shouldn't have less than a kezayis. But there's a machlokas haposkim, whether the bracha of hamotzi is on the broken matzah and the al achilas matzah covers it, or whether it's on the whole matzah. Which brach of al achilas matzah covers which matzah? And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch L'chumra, you should have a kezayis of the broken matzah and the top matzah. That means two kezayisim. Now, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Be'er Halacha, he doesn't understand this at all. This is a huge chiddush that is found nowhere in the Rishonim. It's not mentioned by other poskim, and he leaves as a tzarachim. It's clear the Chafetz Chaim does not understand why we should have two kezayisim. But again, that only throws another complication into the mix. Put that on the side. The Stipler says that the Chazon Ish was lenient, and he only ate one kezayis of matzah. Rosh Shechter also feels that it is mestaber, and makes sense, the din is like the Mishnah Berurah, you only need one kezayis for l'chilas matzah. The stipler himself would have two, but again, to understand, if you're having two kezayisim, that's a chumrah. We're talking about a big chumrah over here. Now, in the Shurei Mitzvos Leil HaSeder, he says that the stipler, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashav, Nissen Karelitz, all felt that only the person making the hamotzi needs to have two kezayisim. So if you're leading your Seder this year, it could be you have a big chumrah. Not so exciting to lead it, maybe if you weren't doing it in the past. Because according to these poskim, you have to have two kezayisim because you're the one making the bracha. But everybody else at the Seder only needs to have one kezayis because they're not getting most of their matzah from the Seder plates, right? Most of those people are pulling their matzah from the filler box on the side. And ideally, Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav felt that every one of the Seder should have three matzos, their own three matzos, so they can get a kezayis from the motzi and the broken matzah. But not everybody has the ability to give out three whole matzahs to every single person at the Seder, especially this year. Hopefully, Bezras Hashem, we're going to have bigger Sedarim than last year. And therefore, you're going to have to pull from the side as well. So again, even those people who say you have to have two matzahs, they almost all say only the person leading the Seder has to have two kezayisim, not everybody at the table. In the Siddur Pesach Kilchaso, he says in the name of many, many poskim, that if you give out a chazon ish size of matzah as one kezayis, then that will be enough of two kezayisim. Meaning, eating of two kezayisim is a chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch. We all agree that this is a stringency of the Shulchan Aruch. And if you have 27.5 grams of matzah, which is probably 3/4 of this, this matzah is, let's see, this matzah is, according to the scale, 33 grams. So if you had about 3/4 of this matzah, this is a sheer kezayis, 3/4 of this matzah is a sheer kezayis of the Chazon Ish l'chumra, okay? If I give out this much matzah, that will be the size of two kezayisim according to most opinions, okay? So therefore, why should I be more machmer than that? And the halachos of the Kazayis, he says the same thing they were in Moshe Feinstein. If you take a large shear, it'll come out to be, you know, the appropriate amount. If you take about 43.5 cc, it'll equal two small kazesim that are the size of a third of an egg. So really, the biggest chumrah you should have in eating matzah, if you're really, 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 really religious about eating matzah, the amount of matzah you should take for your shear, your first shear kazayis and moti matzah, is 3/4 of this. That is the biggest shita, the biggest amount that you'll have to take. Now, the Rosh Shurmach writes in the Tshuvas Hanagos and Chelek Vav that the person making hamotzi should do this with about 30 grams of matzah, still not even quite a whole machine matzah. Rabbi David Feinstein said it could be done with 31 grams of matzah. And Rabbi Hadar Margolin writes in the Siduri Amidos, and Rav Yitzhak Rubin says the same thing, you can do with 26 grams, which is about 15.3 by 15.3 centimeters, which is, again, about 3/4 of this matzah. It is about a little bit more than a quarter of a hand matzah, not a machine matzah. So if you want to go again, l'chumra l'chumra, the biggest size shear of one kazayas to have on Leil HaSeder would be a little bit more than a quarter of a hand matzah. Okay? That's the biggest, biggest shear of one kazayas. Again, if you wanted to go le'elu le'la and go crazy, it would be half of that. If you wanted to have two kazaysim according to the Chazon Ish. Almost nobody says you have to do that. But if you wanted to have two kazesim according to the Chazon Ish, it would be a little bit more than half an entire hand matzah. If you're a chola, if you're sick, it can be something around 6 cc, around the size of a credit card. Okay? If someone is ill, that's how much they can have. The Moedim Kilchasam discusses the issue of matzah getting stuck in your teeth. You're not going to swallow everything, but most of the time we're pretty good. You'll have some water, you'll get everything down. We could go into talk about maror, but for the sake of time, we're going to leave maror out. Now, I gave you a lot of measurements right now and a lot of numbers. 15.3 by 15.3, how many grams, cc. But what if you don't want to do that? I don't want to sit there with a laminated sheet and figure out what to do. And I don't want to sit there with scales before Pesach when I have, you know, lettuce to check. So what do I want to do? So it is the shita of the stipler and Rabbi Alexander Mandelbaum and many poskim of Shechter as well that... Many poskim say that it is possible to measure kazayas using an average adult hand. And that's what we're going to do tonight. All you need going forward for the rest of Pesach, for the rest of your life, is your hand. That's all you need. You're going to use your hand to measure how much matzah you need. For the mitzvah d'oraisa, the first kazayas of achilas matzah, you need about, again, this is l'chumra, to have the biggest shear, you need slightly more than the hand with the fingers open slightly. This is the shear l'chumra according to Rabbi Margolin. Okay? So you take this, take your hand, you draw a box around it. Okay? You draw a box around it. Okay? And what you have here is about 3/4 of a matzah. Right? And this is the shear l'chumra. The biggest shear you have to have. Okay? You have a yeshiva bachur in your house. You know, somebody who's very super careful about it. So that's the amount of matzah you need for one kazayis. Again, if you want to go crazy, have two of them. By all means, have a good Pesach. I'll see you later. But you don't need more than that. One hand with a box around it from your wrist to the fingertips, an average adult hand, is enough to cover it. Okay? Good. That's Lashit. That's D'oraisa. For the sheer mitzvah derabanan, you can use the size of your hand with the fingers together, okay? Minus the thumb, okay? This would probably be for Korech, okay? For Afikomen. Again, what we're talking about over here is about a third of a matzah, right? If you take your hand minus the thumb from top to bottom, we're talking about a third of a machine matzah. That's for the second bit of matzah for Afikomen and the Korech as well. And again, Rav Shechter says that the palm of a person's hand is enough for the size of a gazayas. That's about 10 by 10 centimeter. Rav Shechter likes to tell the story by his father-in-law, Seder, who learned by Rav Shimon Shkup. Rav Shimon Shkup Sedarim. Everybody seemed to get a gazayas from all the matzahs on the table, and there's only 3 matzahs. How did Rav Shimon Shkup do that? He didn't do miracles. The gazayas was about this time, about the size of the palm. Good. Okay.
Fine.
So we're going to come back to the amounts in the second one. We summarize everything together. Let's talk about time-wise. Since we've gotten this far, and we made it this far, we might as well talk about how fast you have to eat the matzah. So there's a principle in halacha called eating kedei achilas pras. What does that mean? Well, if I told you you have to eat a kazayas, or you'll get malchus and basin, you'll get lashes and basin if you eat a kazayas of pork. Well, what if I eat it over 3 days? What if I eat it over 2 hours? It can't just be a kazayas is ein ledavar sof, that there's no end. There needs to be a certain amount of time to be considered in achila, in eating. So what is that? So the answer is that the Gemara Masechta on Kuf Yud Daled says, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in Taf Ayin Hey, that if you eat the matzah in pieces, your yotze, as long as you don't wait, michdei achilas pras, the amount of time to eat a pras with all the different parts of the kazayas. The Magad Aram says, in the name of the Darkei Moshe, who's quoting the Chumash Hadesh, one of the great Chachma Ashkenaz, that lichachila, you swallow the kazayas at one time. You should really swallow the kazayas at one time. Eating the matzah only within kedei achilas pras is only a bidyeved. However, the Ma'aril writes in his comments in the Haggadah that you can eat the matzah piece by piece. You don't have to shove it all in at once. You can eat it piece by piece within kedei achilas pras. And the Magen Avraham concludes that when it comes to matzah, you should swallow it all together. So according to the Magen Avraham, you should chew all the matzah up and in one gulp put it down. And the Taz says that according to the Chumash Hadeshen, it's a mitzvah min ha-mavchar as well to swallow the kazayas of matzah at one time. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one should follow the Magen Avraham and Taz if possible, and really swallow all of the matzah at one time in one gulp. But do you have your yotze if you eat it over the course of a little bit of time? The Chassam Sofer, and we'll turn to this later on, writes in his comments on Chul and Daf Kuf Gimel that you should chew everything at once, but you don't have to swallow it at the same time. And it's not considered, he says, to eat such a big chunk of food and swallow at one time might not be derech achil. It's not a normal way to eat. So the Shulchan Aruch has a chumra of eating two kazesim. Now, let's put this all together. Now imagine this. The Shulchan Aruch said you have to have two kazesim, right? So if you're machmer for the Shulchan Aruch, right, because of the question over which bracha is going on which matzah, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should have both kazesim in your mouth at the same time and chew them, but you don't have to swallow it all at once. Okay? The Mishnah doesn't go that far. He says if you're following the Shulchan Aruch, you can swallow in two gulps, one kazayas in the first, and another kazayas in the next one. And b'di'eved, your yotze, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you eat the two kazayasim over this amount of time of what we call kedei achilas pras. Again, what I just said is a big, big chumrah, but I'm going to show you how bad it can get if you put everything all together. If you're machmer for all the opinions, it can get a little bit crazy at the end. So you're wondering, well, what is kedei achilas pras? How am I supposed to calculate that? So Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis says that there is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, that in order to be considered one unit of eating, a kazayas, it has to be eaten within a certain amount of time. That would take to eat half a loaf of bread, which is kedei achilas pras. Pras means half, the amount of time it takes to eat half. So there's a machlokas tanaim in the Gemara in Erevin regarding how much bread you need for Erev Tchumen, to make an Erev around the community. Eating half of this amount is the time needed to remain in a house that has tsaras in order for your clothing to become tame. So the Gemara says that is the size of either 6 beitzim or a loaf of bread that is 8 beitzim, 8 eggs. So we see for sure that kedei achilas pras is a Torah measurement. It's not from the rabbis, it's a Torah measurement. The Rashba writes in the Torah Sabayas, there's a machlokas we've shown him, how we paskin, and Rashi and Yuma and Psachim says that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, that we're talking about a loaf of bread that's 8 beitzim, 8 eggs worth of bread. Half of this would be 4 beitzim. So how long would it take you to eat 4 eggs worth of bread? The sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur is that we follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, that it's a loaf of 6 eggs, so half of it would really be 3 eggs. And both opinions, whether it's a 3-egg loaf of bread or a 4-egg loaf of bread, are cited by the Shulchan Aruch in two places. But in Hilchos Erevin, the Shulchan Aruch says that the loaf of bread is 6 beitzim. And the Tzemach Tzedek says that the halacha follows Rashi, that it should be 8 beitzim. And halacha lamaisa, most poskim say, including the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah and the Matzah Ephraim, that for mitzvahs d'araisa, we're machmer for an 8-egg loaf of bread, and for mitzvahs d'rabban, we're machmer for a 6-egg loaf of bread. So we find in all different types of areas of halacha where this comes up, specifically rust by matzah, eating, you know, eating in the sukkah, all different things like that. And therefore we need to know, how long does it take to eat this much bread? One more thing before I give you a number amount. Is it objective or subjective? Well, it takes me, I'm a slow eater, so it takes me, you know, 10 minutes to eat this much bread. It takes you 5 minutes to eat this much bread. So how are we supposed to calculate it? So this is a machlokas as well. The Minchas Chinuch says we measure according to the average person, and the Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to Yom Kippur, a chola has to measure an Erev Yom Kippur how long it takes you to eat 4 kibbutzim. The Mishnah Berurah says an Erev Yom Kippur, someone who's ill, has to sit there and eat a certain amount of bread and then mark off how long it took him, and that's how long you're going to know how long you have to wait between each sip of water or food you eat if you're sick and you're eating on Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about this as well, but the shita of most poskim is that it is an objective amount. It does not depend on you, it depends on most people. And Rav Nissen Karel says the same thing, the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, and that's how we come at halacha lemaisa. So how do we measure it? There is a long range of time measurements amongst the poskim. We'll go from 9 to 2. The Chassam Sofer, in his Shuvas, and this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches, says that it's 9 minutes. Its amount of time that it takes you to eat that much bread is 9 minutes. The Chassam Sofer in the Shuvas, and he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the Bein HaShmashos, the time from sunset till it gets dark, is going to be a mil. A mil is 18 minutes. Kedei L'chios Pras is half of that. It's 9 minutes, and therefore it comes out, according to Chassam Sofer, that apparently you have 9 minutes to finish your matzah, your first kezias of matzah, on the night of the Seder. Okay, there's different questions on the Chassam Sofer. He defends himself. Fine. The Bikur Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, writes that it's 1/8 of an hour, which is 7.5 minutes. The Tzemach Tzedek says it's 6 minutes. The Marcheshes and Rav Moshe Feinstein say it's 3.6 minutes. The Kaf HaChaim says he tested himself. It took 4 minutes. The Aruch HaShulchan says 4 minutes. The Rav Chaim Na says 4 minutes. Rav Adjo Seif says about maybe 6 to 7.5 minutes, but it's good to be machmer for 4 minutes. And many, many poskim say 4 minutes is the amount of time. The Seifler says it's between 2 and 4 minutes. The Chazon Ish tried to do it within 3 minutes. Rav Sternbach says 3 minutes. So I'm going to tell you halacha lemaisa, kedei achilas pras is about 4 minutes. So whatever the matzah is you choose to eat, however much matzah, you should try to knock it down in about 4 minutes. Which is not that, it's not that long, but it's not that short. If you just wouldn't talk so much during the Seder and just focus on eating your matzah, you could probably get it on. But if you keep on commenting on, the matzah is very crunchy this year. It was crunchy last year also. Nobody needs to hear your opinion about the matzah. And just eat the matzah, then you can get it down reasonably in 4 minutes, and certainly you can rely on the Chassam Sofer. The only other question is, when does the clock start? When you start chewing it, or when you start swallowing it? So the Chelkas Yaakov and the Shevet HaLevi and the Chok Yaakov say the clock starts when you start chewing it, because while you're chewing it, you're getting hana, you're enjoying it. And Rav Yashar says the same thing, and other poskim agree as well. However, the Or LeZion, Rav David Feinstein, Rav Nissen Karel say it goes from when you swallow the first amount of food, and that is a big kula to rely on. It's good to know, because you can chew and chew and chew and chew, but the clock doesn't start on your, 4 to 5 minutes until you swallow the first amount as well. Okay, so let's talk about how to eat the matzah. We'll summarize halacha lemaisa, and we'll end with a bit of thought about all of this. The Tshuvas Vanagos, so Sternbach says that the Chazon Ish and the Briska Rav did not stuff the matzah in their mouths all at once. Rather, they simply nibbled and munched continuously until they were finished with the matzah. The Stipler in the Orchas Rabbeinu says that it's not possible to eat everything by putting all the matzah in your mouth at once. You should eat the kezias normally like a human being. And the Poskim explain that as long as you're not taking a break, we don't consider you're eating the matzah in sections and you're all good. The Chassam Sofer said that swallowing everything at once is not derech achila. It's not a normal thing to eat like a pig. And the Halicha Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that stuffing 2 kezesim into your mouth at once, shir chazanish, and chewing them all, and trying to swallow them at one time, is not derech achila. It's not how human beings eat. It's proper to simply eat the matzah normally and without a break. And a person should definitely not be looking at the clock and counting the moving hands. We're supposed to have kavana for the matzah and kavana for the mitzvah. You're supposed to be thinking about what the matzah represents and how it represents being Ovdei Hashem and how we were rushed out of Mitzrayim and all of the holy thoughts. If you're looking at the seconds hand on your clock and you're thinking about other things, how are you going to think about what's important while you're eating the matzah? And once you have the correct amount of matzah that's been measured out, your focus should be on your kavana, enjoying the mitzvah, and the special time of the year. This is the shita of most poskim, and the Shalmei Moed says that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that if a person has two full kazesim, and you're machmer for the time of how far you have fast you have to eat it, and you're trying to swallow them all at once, not only are you pushing yourself to do something that is disgusting, but it's probably achila gasa, and you have not fulfilled the mitzvah, because this is not derech cheres. This is not how free people eat. So let's summarize halacha lemaisa, so you can walk away knowing what to do, and then we'll wrap it up. L'chumra. If you want to go l'chumra, l'chumra, l'chumra. We're talking about a little bit more than a quarter of a machine of a hand matzah, three quarters of a machine matzah, about 15 by 15 centimeters, which is what we said the hand with the fingers slightly apart is l'chumra, l'chumra, l'kol hadeos. You do not need to have two of these. That would be a lot if you want to do that. If one chooses to, then, you know, I guess tavo lav brach if you want to. But this amount squared from my hand with the fingers spread out is l'chumra. If you want to follow mi'ikar hadin of the matzah you're supposed to eat for the first kazayis matzah, so then that's a 10 by 10 centimeter piece, about a third of a machine matzah, about a quarter of a hand matzah, and slightly more than the circumference of the palm. If you're the matzahs that are dirabanans, the afikoman and the korech, so I would say it's the closed hand, right, without the finger. This is what you need for afikoman and korech. This is more than enough. This is certainly fine. B'shas ha'dachak, someone is not well, someone is ill, they can't eat so much matzah. All you need is one of these. Okay? You shouldn't have your credit card at the Pesach Seder, it's muksa. But all you need is something like this, and this will tell you, l'chola, for someone who's ill, how much they have in just about 4 to 5 minutes. You know, the discussion of the measurements of the shirim is important, because we need to see that it's not that much. Because until you learn the halachos, you have the sheets and you're getting nervous, and there's more than enough time you can relax without being nervous and fulfill the mitzvah achilas matzah with simcha and kavana. And if you're able to prepare pre-made kazesim of matzah for each participant, that would be even better. To sit down, make little Ziploc bags and say, this is all the matzah you need for the night. You know, good, you don't have to worry about passing things out. I guess it's good for COVID also, I guess, if you wanted to. And, it's probably a nice thing to do if you have the time. Can you measure the matzah on Yantiv? So that's a discussion in the poskim, but it's better to do it beforehand. We'll just conclude from the Imrei Chaim of Visions, the Vision Sarav. He would say, Acharei mitzvos secher tirdof nafshi, we say in davening, that after the mitzvos, my nefesh should pursue. And he would say, Acharei matzos secher tirdof nafshi, that my neshama pursues the matzah. He was so excited to have the matzah after not having it all year long. And he would explain that the Paitan, the poet, says in the Hoshanas that we say on Shabbos Sukkos, that we are Yosheves Umamtenes ad Kalos Shabbos, that we sit and we wait until the end of Shabbos. What does that mean? A chutzpah, we sit and wait for Shabbos to end? So the Imrei Chaim of Visions would say it's referring to Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When we wait for Shabbos to end so we can begin the Seder with excitement and to take that matzah and fulfill the Rasan Hashem. Yiratzon, it should be Hashem's will, that we should all be zocha to have a Seder Pesach Kahalacha, and not in a robotic fashion, but in a meaningful fashion without nervousness. And we should be zocha to eat from the Psachim and the Zvachim in a rebuilt Yerushalayim, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.